Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94.1 WQKX, Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX and this cold is going, how cold it is outside now is going to be the topic right into the weekend. And because the weekend, it'll go back up into the 40s.
I'm just grateful that we don't live in Chicago.
Minneapolis, that whole section up there of the Midwest.
The mitten that is Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Weather Channel today had them at minus 57.
I think about people who are homeless or who can't afford heating oil or, you know what I mean? Like they can't kind of crank the heat. It just... Mm-hmm. I mean, my goodness.
In the city of Chicago, using their city transportation system for homeless people.
Oh, my goodness.
Just start the buses, turn on the heat, park them, and let people go in there and sleep.
I mean, I started my car this morning, and it said 3 degrees.
Yes.
And, you know, you kind of like, you grumble a little bit. But then when you think about historic low temperatures in the Midwest, I mean, that's just dangerous. And you just, I don't know. I just think about people who don't, who aren't as lucky as you and I are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. USA Today came out with a video, in case you want to Google it today. And it's like a Bill Nye the Science Guy thing. But they actually explain a polar vortex.
Over the next few days, it's going to be colder in Chicago than Antarctica. The polar vortex isn't anything new. It's actually always there, hovering high above the Arctic region, whipping along at 150 miles per hour.
Where it belongs.
But sometimes, the polar vortex loses its way. It weakens and loses its tight circle. And when this happens, it takes an irregular shape and starts wandering southward. A whopping 250 million people in the continental U.S. will experience freezing temperatures by week's end. And 90 million will have to endure conditions below 0 degrees. Minneapolis is expecting to reach 54 below, and Chicago may plummet to 60 below. At 60 degrees below, any exposed skin will get frostbite in just a few minutes. There's almost no humidity in the air, and snow takes on the consistency of sand.
It's a pretty cool video. It goes on and on. But
oh, that's neat.
Yeah, Google it if you want. But yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about this morning. Chicago at minus 60. Minneapolis, minus 54, he said. It was minus 57 this morning. I was watching the Weather Channel. That is just cold.
That's. I mean, that's to the point where you're like, can it get any colder?
Probably I don't know. I'm almost afraid to ask.
If you accidentally bump into a building, will it crack? Like when metal gets cold, it becomes more brittle. So like, I'm just putting it out there.
You'd be like Superman. I tripped and fell and knocked over a building.
Oops.
Whoops.
It's like
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with late night TV.
Authorities at a border checkpoint in Singapore recently caught a man trying to smuggle some interesting contraband. Officers searched the man after they heard meowing coming from the crotch of his pants. And it turns out he was smuggling kittens in his pants. I don't care how many lives these cats have. This is not how you'd want to spend one.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News is coming up next to check on the sports. And a very cold AccuWeather forecast. Well, the Super Bowl hype is underway. We all know that. There's been way too much of it, but this is what we do.
What I
hype
have to
is
ask,
cool.
though, I was at the Nickel Plate on Monday.
Yeah.
And there was this, like, thing on TV.
Yeah.
And I couldn't hear it because they had, like, the closed captioning on.
Right, right.
But it was, like, this big party where all of the football players who were in the Super Bowl were walking in these like matching sweatsuits.
Oh, yeah, that was the send-off parties.
That's Super Bowl. Well,
yeah.
But then they were also in those same sweatsuits for Super Bowl opening night, which was Monday night in Atlanta, which is the new media day that used to be on Tuesdays of Super Bowl week.
It's like a red carpet thing or something, but some of the dudes are in their designer clothes.
Well, no, the red carpet thing will actually be Saturday night.
No, yeah,
well, then I shouldn't have called it that. It's like this Welcome to Atlanta Bowl.
Okay.
But I guess it's all part of the hype.
It's opening night is what they call it now.
Yeah,
it's opening media day.
Well, I didn't know what I was watching. I was very confused, and I was like, they're all in sweatpants.
Yeah, but there were also press conferences yesterday, too, as there will be today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
And
this is what I'm going to get at. Most of them are ridiculous. But I watch them anyway because it's funny. Somebody actually asked Tom Brady yesterday what kind of pizza he likes. And he basically said, it's been a long time since I've had a pizza. Because he's on this whole time. Come on, people. Stop asking stupid questions. But my favorite, which I'm about to play for you, as a reporter, asking Coach Belichick for a selfie.
Stop it.
I heard about this yesterday.
Bill Belichick.
No
is
way.
Like, yes, listen.
Coach, WAF Boston. It's a kind of a unique question with
Great.
The social media. Could I come up there and take a selfie with you, Coach? Would that be okay?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get that later, all right?
Is it maybe if I just got in front of the podium and you waved?
Next question.
Denied. That was a hard pass. That was a big no.
That was a classic Zach guy moment right there.
Yeah.
What a jerk. Ask. Come on.
Yeah, we'll take care of that later.
I thought it was some random dude who just got let in because sometimes that happens with these Super Bowl press conferences.
No,
but the fact that I was an actual reporter, that's a total violation.
Radio guy.
Total violation.
Not okay.
Not okay.
Not okay.
Triangle Tech Radio.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX at 6:48, working our way toward the top of the hour in our next check on Winter Check. Check your speed today when you're driving. Drive at safe speeds because there could be some black ice, but don't drive like an idiot. I was behind a guy today that was just starting to, I don't do road rage, but
yeah.
I'm more like, what are you doing? You know, like you're cruising down Route 11 at like 5 a.m. You got a guy in front of you who can't pick his speed. I'm huge on cruise control.
Me too.
So the speed limit's 55. Okay, there could be some black ice. There could be some slippery spots. So set your cruise control at 45 or 50, but don't not let me pass you. When we get to a passing lane, he moved out toward the middle of the road, sped up to about 70.
What?
And then when the passing lane was over, he slowed back down and like he was boxing me out. It was like NASCAR.
What?
I was like, what are you doing, dude?
That's so dumb.
All the way to Northumberland, I was like, this is dangerous. This is how road rage happens. Now, I'm not that road rage kind of guy. I'll say, okay, if you're going to play games with me, fine.
But isn't it interesting, though, in those situations,
mm-hmm.
you're always the only two cars on the road,
right.
typically. And you're like, why is this necessary?
Yeah, just
it's
let me
not.
Pass you, bud.
Just let me pass. It's no big deal.
Right. And here's another thing, and I'm not knocking local police departments, but this is the kind of stuff that people should get pulled over for.
Uh-huh.
Not like when you're the only dude on the road at 4 a.m. and you're going over the speed limit and all of a sudden you see headlights come on in a restaurant parking lot or something and a cop pulls out behind you and pulls you out. You're the only one on the road, man. You're not, it's these dangerous situations that should be taken care of. But
I came Snydertown Road this morning, which was okay. Like I'm not saying I was going excessively fast, but I probably safely could have gone 45.
There you go.
Maybe 50,
yeah.
depending. But like you said, black ice, the roads were well salted. So kudos, PennDOT.
Yeah, they took care of it.
Followed that plow yesterday. Mm-hmm. Today, everything was pretty clear, especially the main roads.
There you go.
But there was this truck in front of me, this pickup truck. And I don't know why, but I feel like it was probably an older person.
Oh.
Maybe going for their morning coffee.
Maybe. In their old pick-em-up truck.
Okay,
all right. That's fine.
And we did not go above 35 the entire way.
Right.
And then on Snydertown Road, there really isn't an opportunity to pass.
No, there's not.
At all. So I was trying to maintain my distance, but then it was one of those situations where, like, I couldn't go any slower
mm-hmm.
at some points. And then he would brake check me.
I can't stand that.
And I was like, what are you doing? It could be icy. That is the dumbest thing.
Right,
and
right.
So at one point in time, I almost came to, like, a stop.
Yeah.
And we were the only two cars. And I'm just thinking to myself, this is ridiculous.
It's frustrating.
So, and also,
pick a speed, people, and stay at it.
Yes. And also, like, if you don't like that someone's behind you, flashers, yeah. pull over, wave them around.
Go.
Because
yeah.
I've done that before when people are making me nervous behind
mm-hmm.
me. Because sometimes I don't drive the fastest in weather like this. I always
no,
give myself
shouldn't.
Extra
right.
time. And then people want to go around and you can't. So I just wave them around. Like, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go.
I'm cool. I mean, be careful. This is not the kind of weather to make it short track NASCAR racing. Come on now.
We've said it before. It seems like people think they can do whatever they want to do when it's still dark in the morning.
Oh, I am with you. We have said that before. Be careful, people, please.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, and...
94KX, 7 o'clock news, sports, and AccuWeather coming up next to check on Winternet. I'd like a school superintendent to give us a call on the toll-free line and sing. Now, wouldn't that be great?
Absolutely.
Remember we did that thing last week where the principal was singing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's another one that's gone viral in Flint, Michigan. A principal and a superintendent came up with a clever way of singing for the snow days.
Heard about a winter storm. It's cold and dreary. Stay home, stay warm. It's cold and it's a snowy winter morning.
Hallelujah! You get the day off!
It goes like this. When the snow hits, the buses can't get out of it. It's cold and it's a snowy winter morning.
No school kids.
It's a snow day. A winter cold.
They sound really good.
They're really good.
Stay home and just
good harmony.
Play. It's a great family day.
Pavarotti.
Nice. Yeah, I love it.
Let's hear that. Let's hear that for the coal region. Actually, Shemokin, Mount Carmel. Call in.
Chick-fil-A did something like this that went viral not too long ago when they called for a 2-hour delay. I saw the video.
Where were we in this mix?
Where were we?
Come
in this
on
mix?
Now.
Oh, my goodness.
We could launch you to the next level.
We'll have to flip back and try and find that.
Maybe. Okay, yeah.
News is next. Tom and Laura in the morning.
What does your morning sound like?
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Congratulations to Kirk Smith from Northumberland. Qualified to win that custom Gilson snowboard. Yes.
Awesome. And if you want a Gilson snowboard or skis right now, we actually have a little discount thingy-dingy going on.
Yeah.
At GilsonSnow.com. Pick a ski or snowboard out or customize your own. $100 off this week only. Use the code 94KX at
checkout.
Who
has Lincoln?
Good morning. How cold is it in your neighborhood? Let us know. You know, besides snow accumulation, temperature is a big deal. You ever see on social media people take pictures of their dashboard in their car?
Oh, yes. I'm waiting for my Facebook feed to be flooded with this post today.
Minus, minus one.
Tomorrow, I think it'll be more, though, just because of the negative factor. It's
because of the polar vortex.
It's coming.
It is cold. I'm looking at funny cold stats, and you can think about this if you're driving to work right now or getting the kids ready for school. It's actually colder here than on Mars. The high temperature on Mars on Monday was 23.
The high
temperature on Mars was 23. I think our high on Monday was like 19.
Is that in Fahrenheit or Celsius?
And it's getting worse. Well, it better be Fahrenheit, but I don't know. All right. It's too cold to break the law. Police in Priceville, Alabama, and also Noblesville, Indiana, they've both banned crime until the weather gets warmer. They put a message out.
They're like, please, don't break the law because we can't handle it.
That's right. It's too cold. It is now illegal to be illegal. All right, number three, it's too cold to talk. The National Weather Service advised people in the Midwest, where it's minus 57 right now, Chicago and Minneapolis, quote, protect your lungs from severely cold air. Avoid talking or taking deep breaths.
Well, haven't you ever stepped outside when it's so cold, you take a breath, and then you're immediately like, like it hurts.
Yeah, it burns.
Yes.
It burns your chest. Yes. That leads us to number four. It is cold enough that we could start using the term instant frostbite. That term is being thrown around. At negative temperatures with high wind chills, like the Midwest is going through right now, it is possible to get frostbite in just 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's wow. Quick. That's quick.
Bundle up, Central PA.
It's gonna be May.
Yeah, Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with late night TV.
A hummus brand in England called Me Too will be changing its name of 14 years after the company suffered a significant drop in sales, possibly due to the Me Too anti-harassment movement. We feel your pain, said the owners of Toys R Kelly.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. It's almost birthday time. Hey, celebrity birthdays, we like to do that when it has something to do with music.
We do.
Guess who's celebrating a birthday today?
You hear I don't care anymore.
Oh, you don't care anymore?
Oh, yeah. There it is.
61. I didn't even know he wrote that song. It was sung by Frida from ABBA. But anyway, and this one, of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With Phil Gaines from Earth, Wind, and Fire. That was a great song.
Ooh, I feel some Phil Collins coming on Flashback Friday.
Yeah. Definitely. You know what I also like, too? When he did the Tarzan soundtrack when that first came out in the early 2000s.
Nah, that was Disney. Awesome. I could care less.
Oh, no, don't. Oh, my God,
you know,
Matt,
don't be a hater now.
Matt, you had to bring it up. Oh, my Lord. Between Phil Collins and Elton John and Tom's hatred of Disney music.
Move on, please.
We need to.
I should have thought otherwise.
Yeah, it's bad.
Happy birthday to Phil Collins. He's 68 years old today. And locally, we have Tom and Laura's
birthday buddies.
Happy birthday to Ann Starr from Sealands Grove. She's 70 years old today.
A very happy birthday to Kayla Englehart. She's from Sunbury, 30 years old today, and that's from her mom, Paula. Aww.
Jason Boddy from Northumberland is 34. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Ashley Koliak. She's 39 today.
Happy birthday to Logan Hilkert from Middleburg. This is from his mom, and he wants to give a birthday shout-out. Pass that test.
Okay, pass that test.
I guess Logan, who's 16 today, sweet 16,
he has
a test.
You got a big test today?
Is it a driver's test?
There it is, right? Driver's test.
If you're allowed, yeah, that's cool.
16, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought they had laws that you had to do all the schooling first now, but if that's it, bud, get behind the wheel and get it done.
Well, probably the learner's permit?
Maybe the writing test, yeah.
Either way, happy birthday, Logan.
There you go.
Happy birthday and good luck. Jill Reed from Herndon is 54. Happy birthday.
Barb Kummerer from Sealands Grove is 47 today.
Happy birthday to Justina Hinkle, 27 today.
Daphne Barden from Lewisburg is 35. Happy birthday.
Caroline Kissinger from Sealands Grove is 80 years old today.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Mary Lean from Shemokin is 54.
Greg Browse from Middleburg is a big 5-0. Happy birthday.
Christine Beaver from Sealands Grove is 44 today.
Melanie Steele from Watsontown is 43.
I've got another nifty 50 birthday. Heather Weichel from Freeburg. Happy birthday.
Candy Kerstetter from Shemokin is 47 today.
Natalie Hornberger from Shemokin is 39.
Jamie Booth from Norrie is 39. Happy birthday.
Dale Gemberling from Penns Creek is 29 today.
Pam Sawyer from Sunbury is 59 today.
And Dan Rao is 64 today. Happy birthday.
A big 80th birthday is happening today. Paul Popeye Sailor is 80, and that's from his daughter, Abby Freed.
I wonder if he eats me spinach. He eats me spinach.
You know what? He probably does eat a lot of spinach, though. Making it to 80, that's amazing.
A couple of big milestones today. I like it.
That's great. And happy birthday to Phil Collins. Julie Clark texts in with the Tarzan soundtrack was the best ever, Tom.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, Julie. Everybody's got a birthday.
That's right. We love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, there were lots of messages, both via eQuest, Facebook, text message. You could also call us, 1-800-326-94KX. We love to celebrate birthdays. Today was a good list.
Yeah.
Every weekday morning, right around 7:30, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies. I can feel it in the air tonight.
On 94KX.
Ask the Expert is brought to you by UP.
Cold, my teeth are chattering. Cold, my bones are rattling. Cold, I can't feel my toes.
Cold! Man, it's cold out there. We've got 8 degrees. Earlier this hour, Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, we helped you out by giving you 4 facts about cold.
We did.
One of them was kind of funny. It talked about 2 police departments in the Midwest that have now made crime illegal because it's just too cold to commit it.
Well, guess what?
A local police department did the same.
The Danville Police Department posted the exact same thing yesterday, right around 4:30. You can find it on Facebook. Here, I'll read you what they posted. It's pretty funny. Due to the extreme cold and wintry weather forecast for the next couple of days, and in an effort to keep everyone out of the frigid temperatures, the Danville Police Department has banned all criminal activity and violations of the vehicle code until further notice. Once the weather breaks, we will notify you when you may resume illegal activities. This notice will come as registered mail or by carrier pigeon.
Oh, carrier pigeon. Good.
Please do not resume any illegal activities until you receive the notice. We appreciate your cooperation.
Oh, man.
The comments are great.
All right. Could we read a couple of them?
First comment. I was just about to break the law and assault someone with a snowball, but then they reminded me of this post and everyone is safe.
Yay!
Please post whatever you send out via carrier pigeon. I don't know if I can receive one right now. Awesome.
Hats off to the Danville Police Department on Facebook.
It's the Super Days of Savings from now till the big game at Blaze.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Nothing breaks like a heart. My heart's a little broken today as we yesterday said goodbye to James Ingram. You might not recognize the name until you hear the music. Great R&B singer from the 80s. Sang with Patty Austin right here with Linda Ronstadt.
Oh my God, An American Tale. I love that movie.
I actually recognize some of these now. Same thing. Didn't know the name, but now I recognize the music.
Here's my favorite. Love Her Today. Find 100 Ways. And of course, Michael McDonald and Yabo be there. James and Michael.
He writes. He's been nominated for Oscars, won Grammys. He's an authority on love songs. Mr. James Ingram.
Passed away yesterday of brain cancer. He was very young at the age of 66. He'll be missed. He did a lot of work with Quincy Jones, who back in the 80s did a lot of work with Michael Jackson, PYT, Pretty Young Thing and all that. Pretty cool. One of my favorites from the 80s. Takes me back to DJ and all those weddings.
That's true. These are good wedding songs.
Yep. Oh, James Ingram.
Aww,
rest in peace.
Missed.
We're glad you came. You're on the way to work. You need to stop doing that social media stuff. You need to stop finding random crap.
I cannot make this stuff up.
Now, I do applaud you for finding the Danville Police Department's post on Facebook today.
Yes.
That was very funny.
Thank you.
But now you're over there just talking about a woman who married a ghost and now they're divorced.
Yes, a woman named Amanda from Ireland. She married a 300-year-old pirate ghost. In a big traditional wedding ceremony with white dress and all on a boat in international waters off the coast of Ireland.
Did she take this ghost's name in marriage?
She did indeed.
Oh, God.
And now she's telling the Irish Mirror that now she just wants to say it's time to let everyone know that the marriage is over. She'll explain all in due course, but be careful when dabbling in spirituality. It's not something to mess with.
The court versus Jack Sparrow.
Apparently, I mean, this is a real thing, though. They held a picture. She had a medium at the ceremony and was married by a shaman. It was legal.
It's legal, but it's stupid.
She said that Jack, the man that she married, the pirate Jack.
Jack Sparrow.
Jack Sparrow. It wasn't his last name, though, but the pirate Jack was actually stealing or draining her energy and using her for his own selfish intentions.
That's any spouse.
She's going
you don't
to
have
dissolve
to marry a ghost for that.
She's going to dissolve the marriage, but now is contemplating an exorcism. Again, the reason why I bring this up, I can't make this up.
No, it's out there.
It's out there. This was real life. This is a woman who posted pictures of her wedding with her arm around nothing next to a pirate flag to the Jolly Roger.
It's time to raise the Jolly Roger. It's our honeymoon. Raise the Jolly Roger.
I can't. Breakups are always tough, though. I mean, my heart goes out to her.
Yeah. I agree with you. My ex is kind of spooky.
Triangle Tech.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with Late Night TV.
You guys hear about this? Chris Christie's new tell-all book came out and had some pretty shocking revelations about Trump. Ooh. You're not going to believe this. It turns out Trump has no idea what he's doing. Okay. Yep, Christie's book, Let Me Finish, is now available. And Christie's trying something different. Instead of hardcover or paperback, he's offering in hard shell or soft tortilla.
Oh, that's
very sweet. You ready?
No, you're not kidding, Jiggy. You're shivering. It's just a fact.
Actually, everyone can eat a little bit more today and the next 3 days, give or take. Because your body actually works harder to keep yourself warm in extreme cold. So shivering burns more calories.
So you're...
She would have a fact like this right about now.
You can't say stuff like that.
I can.
I am on a diet. You can't say stuff like that. I'm going to take your word for it and eat that whole bag of Mega Oreos.
No. You can't binge like that. But if you want like a cup of hot cocoa or a cookie or two, I have it on good authority that all of those calories consumed go exclusively to keeping your fingers and toes warm.
And who is this authority?
Science.
your fingers and toes.
Because those are the parts that get cold first, right? And the tip of your nose.
Sure, my hands are cold right now.
So any hot chocolate, any hot chocolate consumed over the next 72 hours will go directly to keeping those extremities warm.
That's the only hot beverage I would drink anyway, so there I guess that go. Works.
And any other extremity you want to stick out in the cold.
Yep, so then shivering, right? Okay, no.
So you're saying grab a little hot cocoa.
Grab some hot cocoa because the shivering
and
is
an extra cookie.
Burn more calories.
Oh, boy.
You learn something new every day, of course.
The more you know.
Yeah, the more you know, exactly.
Only with Laura, I'll tell you. Because I was going to talk about this new study that said we're averaging about 131 days of boredom per year. Not here, we're not.
I'm never bored.
Yeah, that is definitely not me at all.
Too much to do.
Yes.
What is going on with people?
I have a lot of stuff going on in my life.
There's only 365 days a year. If you're bored, 131.
That's like half.
That's a third.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, do the math. That's about a third. It's like, oh.
Oh, that's bad.
And then when they break it down, it's about 60 and a half hours a week.
Oh.
So if you have your job and you work 40 or 50 hours...
The rest of those 20 hours, you're doing nothing.
You must be bored. That's sad.
I think this is why we have our social media problems, too. That's that right there.
Yeah, but with social media, I'm never bored. Oh, my gosh, the stuff that I find on the
stuff
internet.
Stuff that you found today was frightening.
You missed it, Matt, because you were in the newsroom.
Oh.
An Irish lady.
Please don't redo it.
Am I glad I missed this?
I'm afraid.
An Irish woman last year married a 300-year-old pirate ghost, but fun fact, they're divorcing.
Yeah, they're getting a divorce
what?
Now.
Sad times.
Sad times.
I'll show you the article.
Can we go back to sipping the hot chocolate and having the extra
let's do
cookies?
That
well, yeah, but make sure you do it outside, though, so you burn off those calories right quick.
This is the sound a McDonald's bag makes when you grab it.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. We're just out in the backyard, Facebook Live. Check that out. We used our Gilson snow meter for the first time.
We did. We are in the NAR currently for gnarly.
It's a snowboard snow gauge, which on one side measures your accumulation in inches, and on the other side measures your accumulation for snowboarding or skiing.
That's so, right. In snowboarder lingo, which is pretty cool. Gnar, it's gnarly.
Yeah, it's gnarly.
Awesome.
That's pretty cool. Also, check out a special deal on our Facebook Live video. So take a look at that. And I didn't wear boots and I didn't wear a hat. I probably should have put my hat on.
I'm still bundled.
Yeah, you are still bundled.
My feet got cold.
It's very cold.
And you know what? It's funny, though, because it's not as cold as it's going to get. And I'm trying really hard not to complain.
Maybe we should get our bodies used to it and go outside a lot today at 16 degrees. Because tomorrow,
on the Facebook Live video, I did point out it's Pennsylvania. Our valley is so pretty in the snow.
It is beautiful. Check out the video on our Facebook page and go to GilsonSnow.com for all the details.
It's the Super Days
94KX. Tears for Fears, love the song, love the decade, love the album, loved it all.
What was the album name?
Songs from the Big Chair, based on that philosophy.
Cool.
And really cool. Those two guys were geniuses. Anyway, Tom and Laura in the morning, Kyle's in the room. That must mean he's coming up next. Earlier this morning, we told people to tell us what their temperature was because people love doing that silly stuff. They do a screenshot of their dashboard and their
car.
I got one! I got -3.
Today, though, is just the beginning of that.
We wanted to get them
tomorrow.
Ready.
Tomorrow's the day to make sure you post that picture on social media, man.
Right.
That -2 when you start your car in the morning, everybody's going to be posting that stuff.
Remember in the old days when you used to drive by the bank and look at the temperature on the thing?
Because
the bank always gave time and temperature.
They were always wrong.
Yeah.
Like the summer, you'd drive by and it'd be 127 degrees.
And you'd be like, wait a minute. It's not
like,
that
whoa.
Wait a minute.
Where's that gauge sitting?
I missed that time and temperature thing.
Mm-hmm.
But now we have it in our cars.
We do.
So people like to do screenshots and send them to us. Polar vortex on the way. Are you ready, Kyle?
I guess. Tomorrow morning, you just stay off Facebook before you go to work because you realize how miserable it's going to be walking out to your car. So you just stay off Facebook. You go out and just take it.
I say extra 10 minutes in the morning, warm up your car.
There you go. That's what I did today.
It's actually good to do that.
Yeah, that's what I did this morning, then crawled back up all those stairs.
Oh, geez.
In the snow and the cold. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Mark Lawrence and I had to give news guy Matt a little lesson in life today. We had to give him the speech, hey, when we were your age, we walked 10 miles in the snow to school with no shoes on. I think he believed us.
And it was uphill both ways.
Yes, and I think he believed us.
I'm sure he did.
Hey, stay warm, everybody. Have a nice day.
Have a good Wednesday.